Our teams have been working through the night to try and locate and fix the bursts and also to provide bottled water where we can. It's providing a very challenging outbreak, certainly one I've not seen one of this magnitude for a number of years. The cause of the outbreak we're seeing at the moment was really the bout of extremely cold weather we had last week, which was the coldest we've seen for a number of years across the southeast. That cold really got down into the ground to the depth that the pipes are in, but really it was the problem of the thaw, the rise from that very cold temperature to the mild temperatures we're seeing today, and the speed of time over which that happened. So it's a very fast, rapid rise in temperature, which caused the ground to move across the region very slightly, and that's what caused a large number of mains to burst under the ground. It's worth pointing out this issue is not just confined to South East Water. It's a regional issue across the whole of the South East. It's affecting all the water companies that supply areas in the South East. Sittingbourne's a Southern Water area. They're seeing exactly the same issues that we are. And the advice is the same. You know, for the customers that do have water, please use it carefully. Treat it as the precious resource it is. For those that don't have water, please do get in touch with your water company. Look on their website and social media. We're trying to keep customers updated as much as we can. Really do appreciate that it's incredibly frustrating to have any interruption to supply, and we do apologise to the customers for these problems that we're seeing. But really it's just about trying to keep up to date with the most information, find out where your alternate water supplies are, if there are any in your area, and we are trying to rectify things as quickly as we can. It's actually very difficult to say when suppliers will be back to normal. As I say, I've worked in the industry for over 20 years. I've never seen an incident of this magnitude across our area. So I can't answer the question of when suppliers will be back on. We're hoping to see some improvement during the course of today. Certainly the areas affected will change through the day as we find repairs, as we fix repairs, and as we move into the next area. So it really is important that customers, if they're affected, do try and keep up to date with the information, and we're doing all we can to try and put things right.